what a fun set of music. And just a preview of what you're going to hear this Friday night, the Womack Family Band. Rachel Brown, Enjoy the Dance. And, of course, Mr. Nate Jones, Another Night, Another Town. What's up, brother?
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man. How you been?
I've been good.
Okay.
Been very good.
Well, that's good.
How have you been?
I'm doing all right. I'm struggling with my headphones, but that's okay. You've got the $10 pair. I've got the $2 pair.
It's kind of going in and out a little bit, but I'll make it.
Okay. All right. So we've got the studio set up just the way you like it. First thing I asked you when you came in here, I said, how do you want the lighting? Because it's important. I mean, you know, when you're in a radio station, you want the lighting to be, you know, as proper as possible. So we have the lights dimmed here, and we're ready to...
To my liking, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Good. Feel right
so,
at home.
So you've been a busy man. Why don't you tell us about what you've been doing?
Well, I've been traveling a lot. I've been playing in a lot of different parts of the country. Been back and forth to New York a few times, and back and forth to San Francisco, and down to Nashville, and Chicago and stuff. So it's good to, you know, kind of have a base over here while I'm in town, and not having to travel for a while.
Right.
You know, I get to stay put for a little bit, catch my breath, and focus on writing and rehearsing and doing all the stuff I should be doing. So yeah, it's peaceful.
Well, of course, you are here tonight because you are promoting your show this Friday, April 11th, at the Kent Stage with the Womacks and Rachel Brown and the Beatnik Playboys. That sounds like a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's two groups that I respect as much as any other musical group out there. They're truly, truly talented people, good people, and great musicians and songwriters. So it's I put this night together a few months ago with the Kent Stage, and I'm so glad it got to work out, and we'll get to share an evening of music with so many great people.
Now, of course, you've played with Rachel on her last release. Can I ask, is there going to be any collaboration on Friday at the Kent Stage with her?
Well, since you ask. there will be. Rachel's gonna sing a couple of tunes with me, I think. We'll see if we can get some of the other folks to join in on something else. So there'll be a couple of surprises. And actually, since you mentioned that too, it hasn't been released yet, but Rachel sang and played piano on a new song of mine.
Really?
So that'll be out, before long.
And which radio station will be getting that first?
Well, you will be getting it personally.
Now, the Kent Stage, you and I were talking earlier. I mean, that's a big venue.
Yes.
Have you played there before?
Played there once. We opened for the Speed Bumps, and that place has the best sound that I've ever experienced. Best sound check, best sound, coolest stage. It really is it's a big venue, and it's a theater venue, which you don't see too much of as a traveling musician. It's usually kind of a bar or a club, and it's a serious place, and it's cool.
Now, what do you prefer? I mean, a lot of people, you know, you talk to a lot of musicians, they say, yeah, I want to play the small stage. Others really enjoy that big, you know, that big cavernous kind of club. What do you prefer for your sound and also for just the feeling?
It depends. There are good things about both of them, but it's nice to know that that the place that you're playing isn't centered around drinking, because if you're at a club, there's a bar, there's a long bar, and everybody is either drinking or about to drink, or about to keep drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a constant stream of chatter, even at the quietest. And for some groups, that's not a big deal, because if it's loud music, if it's, you know, fast music or whatever, it's not such a big deal. But we play a pretty good balance of very soft singer-songwriter music and, you know, funkier rock music. So I prefer being in whatever place is quietest. I don't want it to be, you know, I don't want it to be stiff, but if it's yeah, at a respectful level of hum, that's nice. So, I don't know. Some of the more respectable clubs and the, you know, places like this, places like the Kent Stage.
Well, I think that's one of the cool things about your music is that it you definitely utilize dynamics in your music. And I think Thanks. With, well, yeah, of course. And with a venue like this, I think it definitely lends itself to exactly that style. So it should be a great show again this April 11th, this Friday, at the Kent Stage. And what time does the show start?
Starts at 8. I think the doors are open at 7.
Okay-ish.
So,
7-ish.
Yeah. Music will start at 8. Rachel's going to play first with her band. Rachel Brown and the Beatnik Playboys, and then we'll be on the Nate Jones Band, and then the Womax.
Who are you going to have with you in your band for that night?
It's just going to be our basic trio, Stu Lavin Jr. on the drums and Seth Bain on the bass. And like I said before, hopefully we'll have a couple of guests, and we'll mix things up a little bit. It'll be a little bit more of a surprising evening.
You say that with a smirk on your face, if people could only see you right now.
The smirk is because I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be.
Well, that's great.
Nothing devious, I promise.
Knowing you, of course, it's going to be nothing but sweetness, I'm sure.
Oh, thanks.
Speaking of sweetness, where's Stu? I was expecting him to be in tonight.
Stu couldn't make it. You know, he's a family man. He's he's got something going on.
I had my guard up. He always makes some kind of joke about me at some point, so I was ready. I was ready to come back.
It's sort of like it's an absence of an icebreaker. you gotta take that.
He's
always have something ready to go back with. You know,
I had 5 things written down on a napkin. I was ready to go.
Yeah, can I see that napkin?
No, it's
after
top secret.
Commercial break or
it's
something?
Top secret. You're in his band. You're like, you know, or you're he's in your band, I should say.
I'm not sure sometimes.
But that's an entirely different interview. But how about we hear something?
It's not a bad thing.
No, he's a great guy. Let's hear, you want to play a tune for us?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Great. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song that it's going to be on the next record. I've been playing it for a while now, so some people out there might know it. I missed Mardi Gras. Didn't get to play this on Mardi Gras proper. This is my Mardi Gras tune. It's called The Music of the Mardi Gras.
Nate Jones on Neo Rocks.
Well, your boss don't even know your first name. Your woman telling you what to do. It's happening again. Go out and tell all your friends, yeah. Talking to you. There ain't no reward for good behavior. Everybody's letting it loose. Mama and Pa, they're drunk at the bar. They brought your grandmama too. So if you start getting nervous and lost, you're just a kind of crowd. You know what to do when the souls of thumping out loud. Oh yeah. Don't close your eyes, cause when you say your goodbyes, you won't believe what you saw. And once you get to drinking, get to dancing and to singing to the music of the Mardi Gras. Well, we can walk along Chapultepec, swinging down to Esplanade. See Dr. John with his feather hat on and try to join the parade. Too old to come down and let to the music of the Mardi Gras.
Yes! Man, I could watch you play guitar all day.
Oh, thanks, man. I just got these new nails put on here. I get my acrylics put on every 6 weeks or so. So I'm still getting used to them. They need to be filed down a bit.
We still have one of them on the floor.
Yeah, I dropped one last time I was here.
Yeah.
I didn't drop one. It was
I almost put my eye out, to be honest with you.
Projectile kind of deal. Yeah.
Well, that is a unique part of what you do. I mean, not only are you... You were on Fox 8 a couple Fridays ago. And you were electric with that. You played three songs, correct?
We played five songs total, and I was acoustic too.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah. We did a couple, because it was two acoustics, three electrics, I think.
Well, that's the other way around. And that's great. That's your style right there. You've got, I mean, not only what you do here with the acoustic, but you can also branch out with the electric. And this album has been getting many, many good reviews. One of my favorite ones, if you don't mind me reading it real quick.
Not at all.
Okay. No, work with me here. Nate Jones is in 24. I don't know that word.
Oh, is this the German one? Or yeah. Belgian or something like that?
Rootstime.be. I was looking through your stuff, and
it was
like,
a great review. I Google translated that thing.
I didn't know what the heck it said.
It was good.
But it's good, right?
I think so.
Okay, I think so too.
Yeah.
These lots of words with oof and e. I don't.
A lot of vowels. U's and H's.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, not only are you getting, you know, press here, press in California, you're going all the way over to Germany as well. I mean, that's impressive.
Or somewhere, yeah, whatever it is.
What did you think? I mean, when you read an international review like that, I mean, that's got to be kind of cool. I mean, you know, it's always...
Any review is cool. That's pretty neat. And that's, you know, that started... I think I started putting videos on YouTube when I was about 18 or 19. And I saw that there were people from Italy and, you know, Germany and all over the place who were watching. And, it, you know, there weren't a lot of people. But the fact that it could reach people that far away just as easily as right next door, it's a pretty cool feeling. And you can't get that in any other line of work, really. So it was really cool.
Now, is there a country, like, if you had a dream country to go and play, what would it be?
Man, I don't know. I haven't played a proper gig anywhere but here. I've played music in different countries. I'd love to play in England first. I think it'd be a pretty easy transition. I hear Germany's great for touring because they like American music, and there are a lot of, you know, medium-sized cities within driving distance of each other. So those would be cool. I don't know, anywhere where people would want to listen, I would like to go.
That's a very diplomatic answer.
Yeah, very diplomatic person.
I guess so. Well, that's great. And you do. I mean, you travel right now quite a bit as it is. I mean, you go between San Francisco and Cleveland. What's that experience like? And is there a big difference that you see between the venues in San Francisco, the venues here in Cleveland, the general vibe? What do you notice between the two?
Well, they're not so. I mean, they're not as different as I would have expected. It's just a bigger city and a more spread out city. They have their big venues, they have their gigging venues, they have their bars and restaurants, and it's all kind of it's very similar. I still think the Beachland is the best club venue that I've played, and I'm biased probably, but it's. I haven't been anywhere that has the same homespun, sort of homey feel, but also getting, you know, constantly getting top touring acts to play there every single night in such a small market, in such a, you know, traditionally difficult neighborhood. Also, to put it diplomatically,
you're talking about the construction, of course.
Right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's what you
mean. And. So, I mean, I love Cleveland, and I think that musically, you know, there are definitely more opportunities in a bigger place, and that's true with almost anything. So San Francisco is great, and the Bay Area is a fun place to be a musician, and I'm still learning how to do it out there. It's a long process, but I like Cleveland too.
And speaking of being biased, I do have to mention that you will be playing the Beachland also on the 18th of April. I'll be joining you on that, of course, along with Googie's Rock and Roll 101 and Otis and the Shoreway Saints. But anyway, what about the community vibe? That's the one thing I love about Cleveland here is that even though it is a smaller market, it seems like the musicians really, really do stick together and they want to help each other. Do you get that same feeling out on the left coast?
I don't know because I haven't, you know, I go back and forth so much that I haven't been able to really stick there and, you know, play the regular gigs every week and meet up with people and, you know, share stories and stuff. But the little that I've seen, I mean, I've run into other musicians at, you know, at least on a basic level, and they seem very supportive. I think it's a musical thing. It's a musician's thing. People who have actually worked at being musicians are usually very nice people, friendly, kind of, you know, the people who are difficult to get along with don't make it, really, because nobody wants to play with them. So the community aspect of music is similar, I've noticed, in most of the places I've been. So, yeah.
That's interesting. How about favorite restaurant out there? Any favorite food choices out there?
I don't know yet. There are a lot of great restaurants that we go to regularly out there. And Lisa and I go to... We have sort of a favorite restaurant for every mood or every, you know, every ethnicity or whatever. So there's great sushi out there, San Francisco, obviously. So that's good. There's a really good authentic Chinese place down the street. Just found a place that has actual Chicago style pizza.
Really?
Which I wish I'd discovered earlier. there are a lot of options within, you know, quarter mile walk. So that is better than Cleveland.
Funny thing, my parents actually lived in San Francisco from 76 to 80.
Oh, cool.
And then they moved back to Cleveland and they decided to start a family. And I've been yelling at them about that up until, you know, a few years ago until I realized, wow, never mind, Cleveland's kind of cool. I could have lived in San Francisco, but a lot of good things here.
Yeah.
And, of course, you are here right now because we are promoting your Friday, April 11th show at the Kent Stage. Again, you're going to play with the Womacks, as well as Rachel and the Beatnik Playboys. And, again, the door is at 7?
Yeah.
Okay. And first act, 8 o'clock?
That's right.
Great. Well, you want to play another tune for us here?
That'd be great.
What are you going to play?
That's a good question. Let's see if my nails can handle it. Called Don't You Look at Me That Way.
Nate Jones on Neo Rocks.
Hey, baby, don't you look at me. You say it isn't hurting anyone. Yeah, you don't need to throw it all away. Today, it'll never get done. All things, imagining we head down to our kind of sea. You let me see inside of me, but nowadays to my amazement, something's wrong with everything. So if I say we must get away, would you know just what I mean? pain seems to cut me deeper in the rain. And the strain is the hardest thing around. Whoa, never hide your secrets in the snow. The glow of the sun will let you down. We're packing our things, remembering the words to a tune we used to sing.
Nate Jones here on Neo Rocks. Man, I feel relaxed right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, I've got to be honest with you. I've listened to this. Are we calling it an EP or an album, or what are we calling it?
What do you want to call it?
Let's say album. Why not?
All right,
it doesn't matter. Why not? I've listened to this thing probably about 30 times, man. Like, seriously, one of my tops of the last year here.
Glad to hear that.
And for other people who should hear it, where can they go to find it?
Well, they could go to iTunes,
okay,
Amazon, or let me think. Well, those two would definitely work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what if they went to NateJonesBand.com?
Well, they could do that too. They could get it there. It's connected to the iTunes link.
Yeah, I think it is. I think, but if not, then it will be Stu. We also have Facebook. Where can they find you on Facebook?
Nate Jones Live. Just search Nate Jones Live on Facebook, and you will find it. Twitter is the same handle. It's Nate Jones Live.
And if somebody in China or Russia would like to do a review on you, they can contact you through the website, correct?
Yeah, but apparently they know how to do it, so.
I love that German review. Nate, thank you so much. Again, you're going to be at the Kench stage this Friday, April 11th, with the Womax and Rachel and the Beatnik Playboys. Thanks for coming down, brother.
Thank you so much, buddy.
We're going to end it here with What Goes Up, and then we're going to be taking your I'm going to be taking your request, 216-397-4438. Here is Nate Jones, What Goes Up.
There's a wall of smoke that lines the corners of my eyes when I step inside. We were not prepared to fight at that moment in the night. We were satisfied. What I've lost, what I've found, is you can't run, you can't hide, I've been handing down the days, been expecting long delays. I have a way with time. But my shoulders turn around, and they leave my woman down. She just blows my. Come.